Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Going a little later today, D'Anthony. We had a guest come down with a fever, and you and I were on a text thread with the publicist, and you asked, is it jungle fever? And there was no response on the other side. I want you to know, because we were in different locations, that I laughed pretty much the entire day at that comment.
Well, how am I supposed to know unless I ask? Why? There's no stupid questions. Is what I was taught as a fucking child, and now I'm going to be penalized as an adult? Like, no, that's not the rules.
This was a white man too who was going to be our guest today, and that made it even better. And it was so fast. That's what really got me. It was the speed of it, and sometimes it's the speed of a text that'll really drive the joke home. And the fact that that was the first thing that came to your mind, I haven't thought about that film in forever.
Well, I always, you know how you can copy and paste stuff?
Yeah.
I always keep, is it Jungle Fever copied at all times, just in case I have to control V that somewhere.
Because
you never know. It comes up a lot for me.
No, of course. But I wonder what Homeboy thought. Not that I care, because it's funny. And as long as the comedy's there, I will never care.
Well,
I will never care.
As is usually the case, most of the comedy is simply for me. Like, the public never sees any of it.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to share with the audience today, because it got me. It got me all day long. And there's no comedy in Hollywood anymore. It's done. It's all done. And it keeps getting worse. God damn it, man. I didn't want to bring up the Little Mermaid shit again. I didn't really care about it the other day. You had the same response as I did. It's a fucking cartoon character. Yep. Whatever. You want to make a movie and then have it bomb, that's fine. I still will stand by this statement forever. I don't think it's fair putting black actors in white movies. And because if they bomb, then it's on the actors, and it's like there's plenty of original material for black actors,
I mean, when
and
is
writers
it,
and directors.
I guess at this point, and it's the same for putting, for taking classical characters and putting women in men's roles or whatever.
Yes.
And it doesn't ever work.
Never works.
So why, like, it's, I don't care one way or the other. Like, I used to make fun of, the fuck's her name? Megyn Kelly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she was so butthurt that Santa Claus is white or whatever. Like,
well, he is. That's true.
He's not real.
That's true.
He's not a real person.
No, he is. And he's white. Very white. You know,
so who gives a shit about any of it, to be honest?
Yeah.
But well, he is a real person.
He is a real person. No,
Saint Nicholas, Saint Nicholas was Greek.
Okay.
He's a very hairy, dark.
So he's a little. He's a little.
Well, he's gray because he's old, Bob.
But
we didn't see a young Santa.
But he's an in-betweener.
Yeah, right? In-betweener. Yeah.
It's basically Santa Claus is basically Giannis Pappas.
Oh, right? Younger.
Yeah, Giannis looks like young Santa. Okay. Saint Nick.
Now that I can go with. Yes. Like, I'm fine with that, right? But then as he ages, he's going to have white hair, white beard, whatever. And he's white. He's a white man.
Yeah. And by the way, for anyone who wants to come at me in the DMs, because this happens every day, I'll get fact checked. And they're like, well, no, he was in Turkey. That Anatolia was Greek at the time. He is Greek.
There it is, Bobby. That's some softcore history for you. Yeah.
Young Santa will cast Giannis.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let's do Young Santa and cast Giannis.
That's our IP.
I think Santa is IP. You can do whatever you want with Santa. You can
fuck
that up.
Gonna be our Santa is now our IP.
Yeah. Yeah. We said it first. This is first use right now today, Wednesday, September 21st at 4 p.m. Central Time.
We are in pre-production on Young Santa with Giannis Pappas.
So, but yeah, I honestly don't care about any of it. The part that I think, and I don't think most people care, to be honest, I think what they're irritated about is how nobody in Hollywood will do anything new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if there was still, if it was 2011 and like Pineapple Express was coming out and all this new shit that's super funny, people wouldn't care that somebody's taking a flyer on, hey, let's do a new version of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nobody would care. But because it is, all of Hollywood is fucking droll and risk averse and just fucking saccharine pussy bullshit now, I think that just drives people over the edge.
I agree. And then today, boy, this article just came out with the director of this. If you haven't heard, they are remaking The Wizard of Oz. I don't know why. Movie was virtually perfect.
I actually remade it a couple years ago, and it was called The Grand Wizard of Oz.
Oh, with KKK members?
Yeah. Well, They were the leadership, not just members. Not going to fucking make some movie about a bunch of fucking humps. No, it was David Duke. The Grand
his
Wizard
life story, his biopic.
The Grand Wizard of Oz is one of the best movies you've never heard of.
Don't yell fire in a theater, because it's actually the Klan. With this one, they're remaking The Wizard of Oz. The director is a black guy named Kenya Barris, and his statement was, LGBTQ representation will be featured in the remake. The original was an allegory and a reflection on the way the world was at the time, with things like the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Now we're going to turn a mirror on where we're at right now and take disparate characters from the LGBTQ community, from different cultural communities and socioeconomic communities, and tell a story that reflects the world. I think this is the best time to do that, is what he said.
I think that guy should light himself on fire, to be honest. What a cunt he is.
Oh, why?
But this
why?
Is, well, here's why. It's because this is marketing. So it's called affinity-based marketing. You take a subject with which people are both familiar and familiar in a positive way, right? Mm-hmm. And you take your product and you sandwich the two together, right?
Yep.
Like people like football. So I'm going to run my beer ad on that, or my truck ad or whatever it is on that football game program. And people like classic movies, so I'm going to wedge my bullshit social issues into it. That's exactly what this is. It's trying to take something that people are extremely familiar with and have an affinity for and wedge their bullshit into it to try to normalize their bullshit. But there's no such thing as transgendered people. That's nonsense.
They're going to sew a dick on the scarecrow.
Well, I think it would be easier if they just used magnets in the Tin Man, right?
Yeah, you could put a just, magnet dick
just like
on
a Mr. Potato Head, but sure. he swaps out cocks or whatever.
Yeah, you could put a nice little penis on half the movie if you use magnets. That's genius. Yeah. Yeah. Now we're thinking.
That's why I make the big bucks, folks.
What are we going to say, Bob?
I will say, as far as The Wizard of Oz goes, like, this is, of course, probably going to be just like your standard bullshit, like wedge shit in for marketing and then create an internet uproar. And then, you know, that's more marketing. Like, the racists hate it. Go see it. Blah, blah, blah. I will say, as far as The Wizard of Oz and LGBTQ stuff goes,
yeah,
it's actually a big part of gay culture.
It has become.
And I mean, over the years,
but here's why.
Because the lion was so gay or what?
No, Judy Garland was huge in the gay community and they fucking love Judy Garland.
Yeah, the rain somewhere under the rainbow, all that stuff. Yes. So I appreciate a sort of like acknowledgement, but that's not what it's going to be.
No.
Right. Like there should be an acknowledgement that's like a huge part of gay culture and acknowledge it whatever way they want to do it. But I mean, this is just like, you know, draw a knot of a hat.
I say let's really go for it, though. Let's have the Tin Man.
Yeah,
but fuck the scarecrow. Like, let's really do it. Let's get graphic with it. Is there no rating yet? They haven't shot it.
I think based on the way that the whatever this LGBT fuckface community is going about, the way they're going about things these days, the girl involved, right, is probably going to be quite a bit younger, and there's going to be sexual attention between her and the older people because that's the new move.
Yeah, right?
Like Hollywood, the media, and all these fucking leftist cunts are trying desperately to wedge what they call minor attracted people, which are pedophiles, by the way, into the LGBT community, like a regular gay folks. As a matter of fact, there is a concerted effort in the media and social media to drown out any gay voice that doesn't agree with grooming children. So Gays Against Groomers, which is one of the more prominent gay rights organizations in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is try to distinguish between consenting adults who suck each other's dicks, fuck each other's buttholes, scissor, so on and so forth, and people who rape children. Because there's no way to consensually have sex with a child.
Right.
Right? They try to separate between those things. These people have been systematically banned from every fucking social media platform. Venmo, PayPal have both taken away their right to use those platforms now. Because they had the temerity to call people who try to tell you it's okay to fuck children groomers.
Right.
The end.
And it's going to get worse. I'm with you. They'll probably put Dorothy, what is it, like a little pixie haircut Maker 15, 16 years yeah. old.
And the fucking Tin Man is just fucking like fisting her the whole time.
Yeah.
Probably, right? That's how these people fucking work. Bunch of cunts.
I want to see somebody fuck the dog. What's that?
Judy Garland was like 16 or 17 when she was in The Wizard of Oz. So
yeah, but I don't remember picking up any sexual overtones.
No, but casting a child would be in line with the story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, somebody in their mid-teens for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why, again, Grand Wizard of Oz, much better plan.
Sure. Sure.
We're going to shoot that this weekend.
And there's going to be a lot of death in that one.
I mean, all you really need is a couple of pillowcases for that.
That's it. Just some like, sheets.
Wardrobe is just a couple of pillowcases, maybe like a leaf blower to mm-hmm. simulate the wind part. Sure. And then the rest you do in post.
Oh, well, it's fire. Yeah. It's a lot of fire in post. But yeah, with this, this guy's under a lot of pressure. His last comment on this was, I hope people love this as much as the original and it lives just the same amount of time. Not one fucking prayer. We talked about this right before we came on air. I forgot about the Franco origin one.
The prequel. I actually missed those days.
I watched it. It was terrible, but yeah. I watched it.
I missed those days when the sort of pessimistic cash grab was just making unnecessary prequels.
Right.
Instead of remaking the actual original
thing. Oh, we're still there, by the way. So right yeah. now, they're in post on it, on post-production. On Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and it's him as a kid.
Yeah, but it's Timothy Chalamet. So yeah. It's like that might actually be pretty good because he's know, like yeah. he's one of the best actors.
And he's a good actor.
The biggest and best show on TV right now is a prequel, House of Dragons.
It is. So do you enjoy it? By the way,
the last episode was really, really bad. It's one of the worst episodes of television I've ever seen in my life. Honestly,
the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know that happens sometimes. It's a fucking.
Did you like it?
It was pretty good.
The last episode sucked. The every episode up until then has surpassed my expectations. The last one was really bad.
So the ratings.
Sometimes you have to do world building and character development, and it's just how it is. And then the next episode that comes out Sunday is going to be the one where they jump forward 10 years.
Okay.
So they had to do it. It's almost like the last season of Game of Thrones where they had to fucking jam a bunch of shit into the last couple of episodes. It felt like that. It was the same thing. There was just a bunch of fucking exposition and shit that was clunky and it was boring.
Well, I know you guys love it, so I did some research on the ratings. It is the highest rated television show there is right now, so it has surpassed Yellowstone.
What are there, five episodes out, and four out of five have been
19 and a half million per episode. That beats Yellowstone by 5 million per show. I mean, it's not even fucking close, and HBO is expensive. So, you know, with Yellowstone, you could still catch that live on Paramount Plus if you have cable or whatever. You can't with HBO anymore. Those numbers are beyond impressive. So whatever they spent on that and whatever they spent on that, how many prequels are they doing? Like eight other ones or some bullshit with that fucking
thing? For Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a sequel for Jon Snow. It's in development now.
Okay. Well, that'll be jammed through as fast as you could possibly.
Yeah.
Push that through.
I think they're either filming now or they're getting ready to film, and it's mostly like him at the wall and shit like that. And
okay.
I'm sure there's plenty of stuff going on. I would imagine they're going to bring in what's her name, Maisie Williams, as the younger character because she moved further west to go explore and shit. So
right.
maybe there's new worlds out there. Who the fuck knows? I mean, that was the Marvel thing. You know what I mean? You go canon, somewhat canon at first, and play all those movies out, and you just start expanding into whatever direction you want, which I thought was really from the Game of Thrones writers, the way they handled the modern wokeness bullshit is I thought it was pretty elegant. Like you had the Valyrian people who were like, they're of course they're in the books and shit, but you'd never seen them on screen until this season of this new series. So yeah, make them black. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like you're not changing something that already existed because the entire first series wasn't all canon anyways. You know what I mean? Like,
so why are people bitching then so much online?
That one I don't understand.
Okay.
To be honest.
You answered your own question.
Yeah, that one seems like it's just getting swept up in the general bitching about all the stuff that's going on. But that one, bitching about that one doesn't make sense to me. To be
gotcha. Because it comes back to the Little Mermaid thing with that one as well, where they're like, hey, it's fantasy.
Herb Thompson.
So
in the
what
chat,
does it matter if we have black characters?
Herb Thompson in the chat says Targaryens are Valyrian, dude. They are pale, all pale and all cat. They're not fucking real.
It's the same conversation. I mean, literally, that we're having with Little Mermaid.
Jesus Christ.
People are bitching about, like, not enough, like, gay representation in Game of Thrones. And like,
everybody's gay in Game of Thrones.
There's so many gay people in Game of Thrones.
The hardest dude in Game of Thrones was, like, bi as fuck. Oberyn Martell.
Yeah. And not only the hardest dude, but, like, one of the fucking original usurpers of the throne is a fucking gay dude that gets caught being gay, and it's a huge storyline.
Yeah, Renly Baratheon.
Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck?
That's funny. So, general consensus, you guys all love it, it seems like, right? It's pretty good so far.
Aside from that last episode, but I'm not, like, going to stop watching.
Last episode was kind of funny, though, because a character bashes a gay dude's face in.
Yeah, but it wasn't just because he was gay. It's because he was trying to do some underhanded shit. But he did, like, it was graphic.
It was pretty graphic, but it was funny. People weren't freaking out, but on Twitter, they were joking, just being, like, the face of homophobia. And it's just
Yeah. That's really fucking funny. Well, I can tell you this from a rating standpoint, with this, they're going to keep all of this world alive for as long as they possibly can. And it might save HBO as a network. And you can thank Game of Thrones for that. What I was curious about, just from a ratings perspective, because I'm not that into dragons and all that shit. But from a ratings perspective, people were pretty pissed off with the end of Game of Thrones, with the series finale of the... what was it, 8 seasons did it go or something like that?
Yeah, and I think it was like a conflation of they're angry at George R. R. Martin for not finishing the last book, for sure. Like, people are still pissed about that. So the writers were just kind of like, how do we wrap this up?
Well, he's too old. Isn't
he working on some other book?
Allegedly.
He released another book.
He's never going to finish
it. He'll never finish it.
He doesn't know how to finish it. And also... the reason they were mad at him was because Benioff and Weiss were like trying to rush it because they had a Star Wars show they were trying to move on to. And they lost that show because of how poorly they handled Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they were going to be the primary writers and probably producers and executive producers on The Mandalorian.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, and it would have been Jon Favreau directing it still. Which is like,
oh, he's great.
He's the fucking, as far as those type of movies goes, he's the best in fucking business. So they fucking, they hammered themselves big time,
man,
on that.
Yeah, because with that, I wondered if the fans would carry over since they hated the end of Game of Thrones.
Well, you know,
but clearly they did. And the ratings are higher than they are for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but they came back. Like, HBO fucked up big time there because... within 4 weeks, so 1 month, one billing cycle of the last episode of Game of Thrones coming out, HBO lost 30% of their subscribers, like that, because they didn't have anything to back it up. It had nothing to do with, in my opinion, I don't think it had anything to do with the series ending on a way that people didn't like it. Maybe there's some people who are like that, but once you were done with that last episode, there was nothing left to watch on HBO except for like The Sopranos and The Wire and shit that happened years ago. They didn't have anything in the fucking can.
They had Westworld, but that didn't work out as like they wanted it to.
Yeah, but didn't it get delayed? I mean, maybe it some did. Of that.
It also started out hot. Like, season one was really good, and then it just like fell off.
Oh, guys, now Westworld's
jumped the shark. They're fucking outside of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, and they're out. Now there's puppets out in public and shit. Yeah. People are like, it's a little hard to keep up with who's real and who's not.
Exactly. Man. That's what happened to me. Yeah. Midway through season two, I checked out of that.
Although
fucking
I do check back in from time to see, because there's a lot of nudity.
Titties. Basically. Yeah.
It's titties. That, what's her name? The black lady? British.
Oh,
lady?
She's fucking hot.
Tandy Newton.
Yeah.
Tandy Newton.
Tandy.
Yeah. And then whatever the other, well, in like the River Thames, right?
Yeah. England. It might be a soft H.
It's always a soft H. And sometimes a soft HJ when you're there as well, because British people can't handle rough sex.
No. And it's just it's a polite HJ.
Yeah.
And it's for the queen.
Hey, stop fucking commenting from softcore history in here. Sons of bitches. What's going on over there?
No free ads, dude. No free ads.
Look at these
all
pieces
right?
of shit.
It's hammer the like button or nothing.
No, it's twofold here. So not only is Delco over there commenting from the Softcore History YouTube channel, he's also not doing his job and arguing with people in the chat instead of producing the damn show.
I'm multitasking and also getting free advertisements for the show.
Sure. But the other side of this is you take Breaking Bad, right? I love Breaking Bad. I thought it was amazing. Whereas Better Call Saul was just slow to me, even though you had the same characters.
Yeah.
I just was fine missing a couple seasons. I'll catch back up with it eventually. I just don't know when. But if you look at the ratings for Better Call Saul, they weren't even half of what Breaking Bad was.
Yeah.
Even though it was, you know, a good show that it was nominated every year and people did like it and they loved the ending of it. I have not seen it, so no spoilers. But
what, like,
the shock for me is this Game of Thrones thing. For real, 19 and a half is like fucking massive numbers.
What's, I mean, it's certainly not a common thing. Like, usually sequels don't outperform the original.
Ever.
There's been a couple of, like, Godfather 2 outperformed.
Top Gun, the new Top Gun did.
Yeah, but that's because it came in after a drought. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you can, I don't know that it would have otherwise, to be honest. Because Top Gun is one of, like, most popular movies of all time. Not in box office sales, just generally speaking, culturally, it's popular.
It moved up to number 3 in the world, by the way, of all time. I know Avatar's coming out this weekend. I don't expect the same numbers as it did the last time, but it's been about 14 years, I think.
I think 2 will have good but not great numbers, but 3 will set every record because people are going to see 2 and lose their fucking minds.
I heard the tech is amazing.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll see. That's coming out.
If they leave it in theaters long enough, which, you know, it'll stay around. They may break records. It's just hard to fucking start breaking the records if you don't get those really early numbers, like the pre-sale numbers and then the fucking first week.
Well, I will say this, because of COVID, there isn't a lot of theatrical movies coming out, so they're not going to have much competition, at least for like 4 or 5 weeks. So they could come out and dominate. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, Terminator 2 is another one that outperformed the original. That's true.
That was fucking good. Yeah.
And then also Evil Dead, technically, but Evil Dead 2 was kind of just a remake of Evil Dead 1, so it's not like a sequel so much.
Yeah.
I'm going Aliens with the GOAT sequel.
Yeah, Aliens with the GOAT sequel. Okay.
Yeah, Aliens after Alien.
Boondock Saints 2.
No. Let's see. Man, I love Top Gun 2. I know it's right now and it's fresh.
Let's look it up.
I mean, isn't it pretty obvious what the best sequel is?
What do we got?
I mean, it's the greatest movie ever made, right?
Which one?
Godfather 2.
That's what I said that one earlier.
It is good and it's awesome. For me, Godfather, I don't know about you guys. I loved it. And it is one of the greatest movies of all time. I just didn't watch it multiple times. Whereas like Top Gun, if it's on in the background, I'll watch it over. I've watched Roadhouse probably 60 more times than I have Godfather, even though Godfather is a great film and it won all the Oscars.
I've watched Godfather 2 probably 30 times.
Have you really?
Yeah. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back is probably pretty popular as well.
Do you think LeBron ever finished the book?
He only reads the first page.
He reads one page and that's it.
And it's not even the first page of the book. It's just the dedications page.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate that he carries around the Godfather too.
What's it for though? It's just for looks and for press of Oh, he's super. He's a gangster. He's super serious.
But
there.
You know, it's like season 4. You're carrying around the same book.
Same book, man. Yeah. Can't fucking read. I don't think he can read.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is apparently a sequel.
Is it really?
I believe it's the third. Is in the trilogy.
To what? Like really? High Plains Drifter or
the
something?
The Man with No Name is the name of the trilogy. Let me look.
Okay. Yeah, look that up, man. I'd be curious about that. But, man, sequel-wise, what really rocked my dick off? My mind immediately goes to comedies.
A Fistful of Dollars, that's right.
Comedy-wise, I think Austin Powers, the second one, was pretty fucking good. But I don't know a lot of comedies that went sequels that were better. Like The Hangover. I like the original. I didn't really like the two after.
I like Hangover 2. And honestly, man, there were a lot of really, really funny moments in Anchorman 2. So much so that I
agree. I went back and saw that a second time, and I'm with you. In the theater, for whatever reason, I was like, fuck this. And then I watched it again. It was on IFC or something the other night, and I was like, man, this had some fucking bangers in it. Dude,
it is a brilliant satire of cable news that people just kind of like, because it didn't surprise anyone. The humor already happened. You know what I mean? There was nothing new to it. It was just more of the same. But if that movie had come out first, people would have thought it was like the most brilliant thing ever made.
The Dark Knight's the best Batman movie.
Yes.
So that's 2.
Yeah. But that, I mean, how many Batman? I still liked Michael Keaton. I still liked Val Kilmer. I didn't really care about Clooney, but you know, I'm fine with, like, most of the Batmans have been pretty good. I'm not the Ben Affleck one. I'm not real crazy about, mostly because of the voice. But yeah, comedy wise, it's hard. We'll stick on this Hollywood theme here because it was another wild list that just dropped here. Somebody found a card from Quentin Tarantino, of his wish list for Pulp Fiction before he made the movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
This is pretty fascinating. So, like, for Pumpkin, Tim Roth, and he had it, like, dialed into, like, first choice, second choice, strong possibility. I mean, really dialed in. And typically, you don't do this. Like, people come in and audition.
We had already worked with Tim Roth on
Reservoir Dogs. Yeah.
And he was a primary character in that. So, I get that one. And by the way, I couldn't imagine anybody other than him playing that role.
Well, so it says Tim Roth, and then this is how detailed this was. He says, is written for him, possibilities if Tim can't do it. So this is what Quentin Tarantino wrote. Johnny Depp was two.
No, it's too campy.
Christian Slater, Gary Oldman.
I could see Christian Slater in that role.
Christian Slater, same here. Yeah. Nick Cage. I think Nick Cage at that time would have been pretty fucking dope.
That was like peak overacting Nick Cage. So yeah.
Yeah.
He would have been fun. Been. Wasn't that right after Leaving Las Vegas?
Yes.
No. Leaving Las Vegas was 95.
Yeah, it's the next year, yeah.
Shit. He won an Oscar.
So yeah. Cage was like, had a career at that point for sure. But
he was huge.
I don't think he was like huge in 93 when they would have shot it.
The Rock?
That was 96.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
That was way after
that. That was 99.
Shit.
I think.
He hadn't really done, he had done Raising Arizona. So he was just
kind of put him on the map, right?
Well, I mean, he did.
Raising Arizona. Shit. Well, I mean, fuck. No. What was the Oscar movie? Was Cher. Won all the Oscars. God, Jesse would kill me. She loves this fucking movie.
Moonstruck?
That's it. Moonstruck.
Yeah, so he had done Moonstruck and Raising Arizona in 87. Then you got like Vampire's Kiss, Time to Kill. Wild at Heart, Firebird, Xanadu, Honeymoon in Vegas, Samus and Andrew. It really doesn't get big.
Honeymoon in Vegas was pretty fucking good.
I feel like 94... when that movie came out is when he started to pop off with Guarding Tess, It Could Happen to You, Trapped in Paradise, and then you got Leaving Las Vegas the next year, and then it's just
The Rock, Con Air, Face Off, City of Angels, 8mm, Gone in 60 Seconds. They did a bunch. Wind Talkers.
Damn, dude.
National Treasure.
Yeah. National Treasure, dude. Shit.
They allegedly were remaking that.
No. It's doing a spinoff show and also making a third one with Nick Cage.
So they're doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was with Justin Bartha at the fucking White House, and I asked him, and he goes, dude, I have not seen a script for it. Because they keep saying they're going to do it, but I haven't seen a script.
I don't know that you even need a script for that. You just let Nick Cage loose in Washington, D.C.
I think that would be the movie.
You just film B-roll of Nick Cage walking around Washington, D.C., and you do ADR.
Yep.
That's it.
By the way, everyone in D.C. stopped him. They love National Treasure.
Of course they do.
Every single politician love National Treasure. Both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, never seen anything like it.
I don't know.
All they want to do is talk about that fucking movie.
I don't know a lot of people that don't like those movies, to be honest.
I loved them.
Yeah.
They were great.
I'm not a huge fan of that style of movie, but they were pretty fun.
They were good. Next up is Honey Bunny here. So that was written for Amanda Plummer. And then he did the same thing, written for Amanda Plummer. And if she can't do it, number two is Patricia Arquette. Back in the day, yeah.
I don't know, though, if he could have even gotten her for that role, right? I mean, it's... did he have the clout to get somebody like that at that point?
Let's see. What was she coming off of? She was coming off of, what, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead or True Romance? Was it True Romance?
Only like, wasn't she in Pulp Fiction or was that the other Arquette?
Yeah, it was True Romance. She had just been in 93.
Yeah.
Which so I don't, I think I don't was know. I don't big. Know if you can take a starring person because I doubt the actors made a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I think she did Jody. She ended up doing Jody, the other role when she got stabbed through the heart. Right?
No, that's... she was one of the like junky chicks there, but that was a different Arquette. That was Rosanna Arquette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the other Arquette.
Gotcha. Next up, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Lily Taylor's a good one. Bridget Fonda's a good one. Phoebe Cates, I think is just out of some sentimental shit from. Her pulling the top off in Fast Times.
Yeah, Fast Times. That was...
all of us loved her.
Every man who's over 35, probably, maybe 40.
33.
Who can hear the sound of my voice is pounded off to that scene, as has Judge Reinhold on camera.
Everybody would time themselves to when she got out of the pool. Marissa Tomei is on here, and that's a fucking good one. That was the bottom of his list.
Isn't My Cousin Vinny 93?
That came out in 92, so she was already an Oscar winner
and a Harvard graduate.
Yeah,
like come on, man.
Damn, dude. And they wanted her. He wanted her for 8 minutes in that movie. No, they definitely would have said no to that. Her people would have. They wouldn't even send her the fucking script at that point. Vincent was Michael Madsen says wrote the part for Michael. Possibilities of Michael can't do it. John Travolta, strong. second choice he wrote. Now, Michael Madsen, shit, man.
Nobody can play that role like Michael Madsen, in my opinion. Like, he plays the sociopath as good as any actor I've ever seen.
Well, wasn't Vincent...
This is Travolta's role.
It ended up being Travolta.
Oh, I thought that's Mr. White.
You're talking... Yeah. So, yeah. Something happens with Michael Madsen between that movie and this one. If you're Michael Madsen, the fuck aren't you doing... Another Quentin Tarantino, yeah. Do all of his movies.
I was thinking of Reservoir Dogs, but yeah, I can't imagine anybody other than Travolta. I don't think Madsen would have been as good as Travolta in that role.
So here's who else was on here. Alec Baldwin, who ended up murdering somebody. So, you know, same character.
Yeah, but he was still part of the... Oh, no, Harrison Ford had taken over by 91, right? Of the Jack whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan series. Yeah. Gary Oldman was on here. That's a weird one to me. William Peterson. Jason Patrick. Jason Patrick was a great actor. Andy Garcia. Not for that role. Michael Keaton. It was a strong choice, according to Quentin Tarantino. And then Denzel Washington was at the bottom there. He was shooting for the fucking fences, dude. Right?
Michael.
Film two?
Michael Keaton was still Batman then, wasn't he?
Probably, wasn't the first one in 80, coming out of
I think the first one was 89 and the second one was 91 before yeah. Val Kilmer and ER guy came in.
Yeah, Batman Returns was 92.
And then Dennis Quaid was on this list, Robert Carradine. And,
what about Randy Quaid?
That would have been awesome.
Randy Quaid should get cast for every role, in my opinion.
He was coming off a vacation then.
Yeah.
And Independence Day.
Yep.
Would have been a great choice. Robert Carradine, is that the guy who strangled Beta? I know we always fuck this up.
Yeah,
on
that's
show.
His brother. I think.
Well, is it Keith or Robert? And I forget. And I know I did a movie
Keith
with
is
one
his
of them.
Son.
No, I think
no. David... Robert Carradine's his son. That's the Revenge of the Nerds guy.
Oh, okay, so no, Keith... that would have been an awful choice then.
Yeah,
I did a movie with him. No, it would have been a terrible choice. Nerds. No, dude, no. Luckily, that happened. Odd though, I don't know what Michael Madsen was doing. Who knows?
Somebody said he was shooting. What is it? Filming Getaway during that.
Getaway, I think, was the Alec Baldwin movie.
Well,
that probably knocked both of them out.
Well, she couldn't get away from that bullet he shot into her.
Whatever. You're on fire today. No,
I'm not the one that fucking murdered somebody. I mean, I have, just
have,
not her.
Obviously. Next up is Lance in that movie. Iconic role. John Cusack was the top choice. And he says, I wrote the part for John. If John can't do it, I want Eric Stoltz. And then the other possibilities were after that. So Eric Stoltz ended up doing it.
Those two in that role, they're pretty much interchangeable. I could believe either one of them.
Yeah. John Cusack would have been, he would have been all right.
But what was he doing in the mid-90s?
A lot.
Was that
he was doing a lot.
Where he was the fucking record company employee?
Yeah. He was doing High Fidelity.
No, that was late 90s.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was like 2000.
Gross no, point.
Gross Point Blank.
No, Gross Point Blank was 97. Bullets Over Broadway in 94 is what he did.
Oh, that was a big movie.
Yeah.
That was an Oscar winner. Strange. I don't know what he was doing during that. But the rest of the list, Michael Keaton is on here again. Christian Slater is on here again. Bill Paxton was on here for Lance. That's an odd one.
R.I.P. Bill Paxton was doing Wyatt Earp that year.
Oh, shit,
no,
dude.
I'm kidding.
In Tombstone?
No, he was in Tombstone. But it was 93 is Tombstone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was 93 for Tombstone.
Yeah, so he should have been done by then.
It depends. There was a long shoot.
That was a big ass.
You know,
movie.
They shot those back to back on back to back sets, Wyatt Earp and Tombstone, and then it was a race to see who could get it out first.
Oh, that's weird.
And they thought they were going to get smoked by Costner's.
Wasn't Michael Madsen in the Wyatt Earp movie with Costner in 94?
Might have been.
I think he was.
Might have been. Johnny Depp is on here for Lance. I could see that. Sam Jackson. Eric Roberts. Oh yeah, Eric Roberts.
Nick Cage is on that, and Nick Cage would have been glorious in that fucking stab scene.
Oh my god, could you imagine him stabbing her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. It would have been great.
But nobody on earth could have replaced Sam Jackson, right?
Oh yeah, 100% agree.
Like just the way he dresses down the room of dum-dums that stole the briefcase, nobody can do that.
He should have won the Oscar for that movie.
I agree.
And to this day he's still pissed off about it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, he should be.
Rightfully so.
Who won Best Supporting that year?
Great question. You'd have to look it up in 93.
No,
but I remember when the camera panned to him after he lost and he was still on camera and he screamed out motherfucker because he knew. It's so hard to get to that point. and you should win, and then you don't, you know you're never going back again. It's fucking, it's got to be deflating. I'm sure he was.
Tommy Lee Jones.
No. So that was for the 94 Academy Awards for the 93 year. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I see.
So Akron, a supporting role. The winner was Martin Landau for Ed Wood.
Oh, fuck that shit, dude. Wow. I would have raged. I would have gone to the bar and smashed every glass there was.
Yeah. Not only did Landau beat Jackson, he also beat Lieutenant Dan.
Fuck you. Gump was the same year?
Yeah. Because people are pissed that Gump beat Pulp Fiction for Best Picture.
Well, they should be. I love Forrest Gump. I just gumped out the other day. If you haven't gumped out recently, re-gump, dude, because it's great. It's still great. It still holds up to this day, and you're in it for 3 fucking hours, and it's awesome. That being said, Pulp Fiction is one of the greatest films of all time. If not the greatest, I love that movie. There's very few films that I've seen in my life where I was like, holy shit, this is the perfect movie, and I don't know how you beat this. I think it's Tarantino's best, and he's made a lot of great films.
I think the Martin is the Martin Landau thing a fucking makeup call because he was so old and had never won a fucking Oscar.
Probably.
In his life.
That's what it felt like.
But fuck, man, there's no way that Ed Wood wasn't even in the same
It was black and white.
Yeah, it wasn't even the same league as Pulp Fiction.
No.
Quality-wise. And then I don't remember Landau's performance, which should tell you something because I've seen that movie.
Same here.
Like, fuck off, man. Sam Jackson.
It was a good film. It just wasn't fucking Pulp Fiction or anything that these guys did in this movie. Then the last role that was open, so the Jody role was open. He did have Patricia Arquette, Bridget Fonda, Jennifer Beals, who... Man, has never not been hot from Flashdance. And then
he ended up using Bridget Fonda in that one that came out in 97 with Robert De Niro and what's it called? Sam Jackson again.
Yeah, I forget the name of it.
It's Jackie Brown. That's Jackie Brown. Yeah, it's a good movie too.
She was in that. Have you seen what she looks like recently?
Oh, yeah, it's rough. It's bad. Like, it's unrecognized. Do you want to pull up Bridget Fonda?
Pull up modern. Bridget Fonda today, it will alter your mind.
I mean, maybe she's super happy. And doesn't give a fuck what she looks like.
I hope
anymore.
So. I hope that's the case. Yeah. I know she's married with kids and all that stuff. But the one that's in the top right or left. There you go. That one. Pop this up. I mean, it is. It's hard to believe this is her. I thought it was a joke.
And then pull up a picture of Bridget Fonda in the movie Jackie Brown as well.
Yep. That's Bridget Fonda now. Yeah. And she doesn't go out. She doesn't make any appearances. And... she seems none too plus that there was obviously a fucking paparazzi outside of her door.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you know.
It is what it is, and it's unfortunate because she still lives in L.A., so all those fuckers are there.
Yeah, she should have
moved. If you want to leave, you got to move. But her husband, she's married to somebody who's like one of the best music composers, she's got
to
stay.
She should have moved to Ohio where that's like a fucking 7.
Yeah, great picture, Bob.
This is her in Jackie Brown, right?
Yeah.
Pretty attractive.
Yes.
Robert De Niro bends her over the fucking counter at some point and blasts inside of her and then later murders her for being even just a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
She's like a little bit annoying. He's like, fuck this.
Oh, Bob, that back and forth you're doing right there, that is no buenos. That is no buenos, friend.
I mean, I feel like by God or nature or even just fate, you're blessed to be attractive like that and then you just piss it all away. Why? How dare you?
I guess so.
How dare you treat your fucking self like that? That's horrible.
If you are going to treat yourself to a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. The only segue I could find there. You're welcome for that. God damn it. I feel terrible about it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Get yourself a mattress. All right, sleep in comfort, whether you're old school Bridget Fonda or new school Bridget Fonda. You're still going to sleep pretty well in a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. The pillows are amazing. The sheets are amazing. All of this is amazing. Don't keep flipping back and forth, Bob.
If you're present day Bridget Fonda, get some of the pillowcases and wear one over your fucking head because I don't want to see that shit. Sorry.
It is at Dan Holloway on Instagram, Bridget.
You're goddamn right it is.
You can go there. That is not me saying this. I don't know what is happening. Maybe you're just super happy, and that's great. I no judgment here. All right, but I will judge it if you don't have a ghost bed. If I come to your house, you don't have a ghost bed.
Should be a little bit of judgment.
I'm not sleeping at your house. 40% off the bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one amazing evening of magic that lasts forever. I know I always say one evening, but it's that first evening where you're really trying out all the upsy downsies of it with the remote control. You really get into it. Once you have it, you can't go back. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and hit the 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there as long as you have decent credits. And all the deals I just mentioned are applicable with that. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros on this one. D'Anthony, Bobby, did you email me that one? There we go. Appreciate it, fam. You're on top of it today, Bobby. I'm real proud of you. If in case I haven't said it, I'm real proud of you.
Preach.
I think we all have these things at this point, dude. Mm-hmm. We've all got the Raycons. Had them for years, actually. And I've got all of them. Yeah, I've got the big boys and then everything else. If they worked with these podcast cords, we use them on the goddamn show mm-hmm. because they're better than these cheap-ass things, dude. But they don't, however, so we're stuck. But I love Raycons, dude. They last for fucking ever. They've got three customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness modes. I mean, all of it, dude. And this is on the ones you work out to. These are the little guys, not even the big guys, dude. These are the little guys, dude. Just give a little tappy right there. And if you have huge ear holes like myself, they come with like a million of those rubber tips in the box. So you can try them out and fit them inside your head. And that way they'll work and they'll stay. I've never, ever been able to get the AirPods to stay in my fucking ears, ever. And if I see one more thing on a neighborhood post where it's like, hey, lost an AirPod walking my dog, those things suck. I hate the fucking AirPods.
Yeah, that's like somebody taking a Sunday stroll through South Chicago and complaining about getting assaulted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. It's not going to work for me.
So listen to podcasts, to these. I listen to music. I write on the planes with these guys. I have a pair for literally fucking everywhere because they're cheap as shit. These are the only headphones that are under $100 that are great. Don't spend the $300 on Beats. It's simply not worth it, dude, to be honest with you. Go to buyraycon.com today. Use code DRINKIN15. So that is buyraycon.com today and use code DRINKIN15 to get 15% off your Raycon order. That is code DRINKIN15 at buyraycon.com to score 15% off. Go to buyraycon.com and use the code DRINKIN15. Do we have any codes on the store for the merch store?
No.
Good. Because all the proceeds go to us.
Yeah.
So to keep this production going and all the fun things you see here, we need you to buy some merch. Just buy a t-shirt. I'm wearing it today. I got the new tees on. I soaked through the other one. I was running at the gym in my hat, and I'd throw it in the wash. But it's a snapback and it's a flex fit, so you can do that.
We've actually got a bunch of new designs as well.
Yeah, pop them up, Bob. What do we got there?
So we've got a distressed American flag. It says American made on it.
Yeah.
We've got a shirt that just says automatic.
Where's the automatic shirt, dude? Oh, yeah. I want it. Right Blacking there. Out, automatic. Too many beers, automatic. Catholic high school girls, automatic.
And then we have,
if you haven't heard that song,
yeah, in addition to automatic, we've got some Halloween merch, and it's the Walking Dems, and it's all of these, you know, turds with as zombies, basically. So that's
hilarious.
That's a fun time.
Yeah.
And some other stuff.
Tons of stuff in the store.
American Horror Stories, and it's a picture of Biden. And then we've of course got the long awaited two-handed hogwash design.
Is it in there?
Yes, right there. I highly recommend the two-handed hogwash, both as a shirt and as a business practice.
Sure.
Right? So sure. Wear that out in public. Wear it to the bars if you're a gentleman. And when a young lady asks you what it is, show her your penis.
It's great. So great. Tons of stuff in the store. Don't sleep on the glassware either. It's dope, dude. And those cups are amazing. Mm-hmm. I use them all the time, even for like coffee and shit like that. The plastic ones, the Drinking Bros podcast ones. Great.
Cocaine automatic.
Automatic, dude. That's automatic.
So
sorry, it's automatic. All right. Cocaine automatic. What else we got going on here today in the old world? Hard AF Seltzer. Hard AF Seltzer, we are sold out of the OG flavors. We're restocking it with the new flavors now. If you're in Tennessee, it is in 85 stores. I think it might be updated
to 90. I thought it was 93.
Might be 90. Is it up? Check it up, Bob.
I thought it was 93.
Is it 93 now? 85?
Still 85 on the locator, but you guys, I assume, probably.
Yeah, we got. Sure. I think we got a text that it's up to 93 now. And we'll let you know what we're going to do for 100. In the meantime, if you're in Tennessee, come and party with us this weekend. Doing a live show at the Tennessee-Florida game.
Hard as fuck. Automatic.
Automatic, dude. We're going to have tons of cases there. It's all free. Come get blackout drunk with us. We'll be there probably setting up around 10 a.m. We got a 3:30 game. We're getting catering from Calhoun's, which I have not had.
I don't know what that is.
It's a barbecue joint.
Word.
It's a barbecue joint. Well, so we'll have that. We'll have Hard AF Seltzer there, and it'll be endless. So yeah. Blackout, come with us. We're down by the river against the Navy Vol, or the Navy Vols, whatever that is.
Vol Navy.
Vol Navy. What is that?
They sailgate.
Shut up.
They tailgate on boats.
Is
on
that
the river.
What they call it? So last time I was there, I saw that. I didn't know they had a phrase for it. It's called Vol Navy.
Vol Navy, a.k.a. sailgating. I believe the Washington Husky faithful also sailgate.
Damn, dude.
Up in Seattle.
I'll tell you this. Going there as a kid, seeing all that shit, it was a fucking blast. I hope Tennessee's back. I hope they work.
Domestic violence, automatic.
Automatic, dude.
Somebody put that in the chat. That's funny.
Great. Actually, you know who else I think does that is Baylor. Doesn't Baylor do it right on the river
Baylor
next to there?
Baylor sucks, dude. Yeah, I mean, that school's dry, dude.
Well, you can dry. It's international waters. So in that lake, so you can drink there.
They don't have any booze in the stadium. Well, that was the last Roy Lopez game where he freaked out.
You got to bring your own. So the Baylor games, you shouldn't go until like late October, right? And then wear a Camelback full of liquor. And
you don't have a choice.
You can buy mixers inside the stadium.
Yeah.
Just bring hard liquor in.
Yeah. But that's no good, dude. You can't go. You can't have a college game without booze. Fuck off, man. That's terrible.
I want that automatic shirt.
Automatic. I'm going to buy it as soon as the show's over. I didn't know it was that quick. That's great. That's what she said. I wanted to ask you about the fucking Trump thing today. So the attorney general is suing his entire family for fraud in a civil suit. And I didn't think that was possible.
This woman's just trying to run for governor.
Letitia James. Yeah.
That's it. She's just trying to run for governor or maybe Congress later on or something like that. In 24 run for president and obviously not win because she's incompetent, but get some kind of cabinet position. That's all this is.
But you have endless videos of her on social media getting drunk at events, just saying, we're bringing down Trump. Mm-hmm. It's been for years now. Move the fuck on with your life. Well, I don't really get it, dude.
Do you remember when Obama first got elected in 2008 after the election, actually right after the inauguration, I think it was in January of 2009, somebody asked Mitch McConnell what his goal was for the next 4 years, and he said to make Barack Obama a one-term president. Now, that's cringe enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a job to do, and it's not to fucking decide who the fucking president is. You know what I mean? But when it's the attorney general of a state who's trying to, like, legally prosecute a guy, now it's a conflict. If this thing ever goes to court and anybody ever gets prosecuted, it's going to get challenged, probably thrown out anyways.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that.
Like, my whole thing with this and everything else, like, because like all my socials have been filled with this of like, they've got him. They've got the family now. We did it. Rob Reiner on fucking Twitter. And they jam these goddamn people in my Twitter feed and I hate it. I can't block all of them. So I read it and I'm just like, oh my God, dude. No, you don't have him. You never have. Remember Mueller? Mueller was the guy. You know, it's Mueller time. There's even a goddamn verified account on Twitter called Mueller, She Wrote. And it's a verified account where you're like, hey, dude, you just started a fucking Twitter named after a dude who was trying to go after the president for the Russian collusion thing. That was nothing. All of this has been nothing so far. The classified documents, nothing. This bullshit today, nothing. You have nothing going on. I don't fucking get it. And if I'm him, I fucking run, dude. And I run and bury these goddamn people week in and week out in all these rallies. At this point, like, you can't just keep fucking with somebody this much over and over again, especially a president. I've never seen a president prosecuted like this. Even Nixon. Was Nixon prosecuted?
He was pardoned.
Yeah, he was pardoned, but he wouldn't have been prosecuted anyways. Like, that was the deal offered, was like, you resign, get the fuck out of here, and we won't prosecute you.
Okay.
Which is typically how that goes. And,
right.
You know, as I said 2 weeks ago, the only reason they're even doing any of this stuff is because they know that he'll win if he runs in 24. And they're trying whatever they can to keep him from being able to run. But it's not going to work.
This is endless, man, at this point. Like, if fucking crazy.
If you can find a bookie that's taking odds on who's going to be the president in 2025 and Trump is on there, I would take it.
We have one. Yeah, let's look it up. I know it's available. let's look at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Deposits.
That's what this is. Sincerely, that is what this is all about.
Yeah,
it's just trying to make sure he can't run for office again. The House passed some bullshit legislation today. To try to keep a fucking president from, or anybody from getting involved in the electoral count and all this shit again. I mean, this is all nonsense.
Yeah, Trump is 3-1 odds.
Is he the favorite in the Republican Party?
He's the favorite overall.
I wouldn't bet that.
Oh, overall? Even Biden?
Yes.
I wouldn't take those odds.
Post him on screen. Let me see.
Because he's still an old man and anything can happen between now and then. But if it gets closer, I might take that.
Yeah, Trump is the favorite. Who's it to, Bob?
DeSantis.
Wow, they don't even have a Democrat.
With 3.5-1 odds. Then Biden at 5, almost 6-1 odds. Then Kamala Harris. And then it just doesn't matter.
Wow.
Then you got people who objectively are not going to be president.
Anybody fun? What about The Rock? Is he in there?
He is on there. Dwayne Johnson.
Shut up. Is he really?
Yeah, plus 5,600. If you just don't feel like having money, you can
bet on that down. For sure. Man, that's fucked up. That's hilarious.
So I love that Tim Scott has worse odds than like fucking.
Where's Tim Scott? Yeah,
Tucker Carlson.
I mean, that's not a bad bet, Tim Scott. But it's not.
I think Tim Scott will be a VP. To be honest with you, I think it makes the most sense for the Republican Party and either candidate, if it's Trump or
DeSantis.
I think that makes the most sense. And I would certainly do it. Black guy in the South helping to get your message out is pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to South Carolina again and the DNC like it did last time, having Tim Scott on the Republican ticket definitely heads off some of the influence there.
Yeah. But yeah, they're going after the whole family. So in case you haven't heard, it is not only Donald Trump, it is DJ TJ, Donald Trump Jr. It is Eric Trump, who's also being sued. Ivanka Trump is also being sued. And then their lawyers and one of the guys from their foundation or organization or whatever the fuck it is. So they're seeking $250 million in damages.
Who's they? The state of New York?
Yes.
Fuck off.
I think what they're really seeking is to separate them from their businesses moving forward.
If I'm them, because let's face it, New York is not doing great right now. If I'm the Trumps, I move all my fucking businesses out of there, shut them down.
They have been.
Say fuck off.
I don't know if you remember, but Eric is running the real estate division there right now.
He is, yeah.
And they just sold what I think is, other than their hotels, their biggest property there, one of the penthouses there for like $50 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd sell all the shit, go to Florida, and say fuck you guys, because New York is hurting for taxes as is. And they're taxing the shit out of anybody who lives in the city, especially anybody who owns a home there. I mean, Bob, you can look up the tax rate for New York City. It's gnarly. I think it's like...
What, income?
Yeah, I think it's 11.5%. Could be close to 13 there in New York. And they're trying to get more...
Well, that would be the lowest bracket.
Look it up, but it's something on...
Because the highest tax bracket is going to be somewhere in the range of... The highest federal tax bracket is what, 38%, I think?
I think
federal, so.
Yeah, but the state, with the new tax brackets that New York and California created, they were going to look something like 61 and 58% total tax each.
Well, look, when I moved from California a few years ago, I think it just hit 13.5%. Mm. And I know New York was just behind it, I think, at 11.5%. What do we got there?
So, for married filing jointly, which is probably what most of the wealthiest people are doing, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Over 25 million, 10.9%. 5 million to 25 million, 10.3%. And then let's say, okay, so 161,000 to 323,000, 6.33%. 43,000 to 161,000, which is, I assume, the range poverty. Most people fall into, 5.97%.
Right. So with that, and with the numbers you just mentioned, if Trump himself moved all of his fucking businesses out of there, sold all that real estate and everything else, that takes so much tax money away from New York. I would, if I were him, and just pack up and get the fuck out of there and say, great, collect it from someone else. You've earned it. Enjoy it. Because they're already having a problem with crime and everything else. Like, dude, take away the money. Fuck him at this point. Because he lives in Mar-a-Lago anyways. Pull everything out of New York. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why you would stay there.
I don't either. But yeah, they're suing the entire family. So it's not just him. They're going after the entire family on this one. Was this the one that they were trying to get him to sit for a deposition for? Or the family? Or was that the J6 thing? There's been so many of these goddamn things.
It was this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's dumb.
This is going to keep going. And the next one was the House passes a plan to head off future Trumpian, is what they're calling it, election challenges. The legislation won't pass the Senate in its current form, but Democrats are protecting the transition of presidential power as a potentially winning issue.
I just want to draw your attention back to the entire 27 years of 2017 and 2018, right? Where every single person at the top of the Democratic Party spent two fucking straight years saying the election was stolen.
Including the White House press secretary.
Yes. Yeah. So fuck off. But this is, it's going to be tit for tat. I mean, especially like if the Republicans, even if they just take the House and it's close on the Senate, if the economy doesn't make a rapid turnaround, they're going to lose the Senate either way and the presidency in 24. And in my opinion, the Republicans are pussies, so they're probably not going to do any of this. But if it were me, I would be indicting every single motherfucker that it preceded me.
Oh,
every
single
one of them.
Yeah. And speaking of the economy, the Fed hiked the rates again today, another 0.75. That's the third time in a row. That's the third month in a row to try to curb inflation. I don't think there's a way to get out of it unless you force the economy as the government into a recession at this point. I think that's your only option out of this.
Well, people, there's 11 million open jobs in the U.S.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, people are going to lose a bunch of jobs because of this. A lot of businesses are going to shut down because of this. So they're going to have to go looking for work at some point. I don't know what people are doing, to be honest. Are they all on OnlyFans? Is that really what's happening here? Like, how are there
the hot ones?
How are there 11 million open jobs?
Yeah, it's crazy to me. But so the head of the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, he's the head of it. Not only did he hike up the interest rates 0.75 points, but he also warned it'll be very challenging to tame inflation without steep job losses across the U.S. economy. How's the stock market doing today? I mean, where are we at with that? Because we're it's down 500. Big shock. I don't know how this can, how are they going to hold this through November, let alone into next year? I mean, it's all going down in flames.
Well,
here,
I mean,
pretty soon.
Biden tried to do a rehab interview with 60 Minutes, and it was like, he's like, Mr. President, inflation's 8.3%. And he goes, yeah, but that didn't all just happen now. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that doesn't make it better, dude. It's like the house is sure on fire. Oh, that house has been on fire for months. All right. Thanks, bud. That's super reassuring, fuckface. Oof. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if you're wondering why your rates are going to go up for if you're buying a new car or a house or things like that, this is obviously it. And it's going to get worse. It's not stopping here. He also said that he thinks there'll be another hike next month. I don't know how high this is going to go. What was the highest in 08? Was it 7.5% or 8%?
I think it got up to 9.
Did it?
0.2 maybe? Hold on. Highest.
Because I think that's a key number to watch for, because that's when shit got real bad. You got it, Bob?
The inflation rate was 3.84, but that might be pre-crash. Let me look at it.
Okay. Yeah, look up what the interest rate was back there for homes and shit. Because that was once the housing market collapsed, that was it. Everything else went down like a fucking house of cards.
In 81, it went up to Hold on. Where was it? I just saw it. It went up to a high of 16.63.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wasn't alive then, but yeah.
And after the stock or after the housing crash.
In 08?
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see it.
Let's see.
Man, dude.
Why is it so hard to find basic?
Why do they keep saying soft landing and all this shit?
There's no soft landing coming.
No. No, there's not. Even the Biden said that the other night on 60 Minutes. He was just like, well, we're hoping to have a soft landing for
Biden,
this.
Biden, you mean that guy that tried to convince us that inflation was transitory and then even, no, it's little inflation's actually good for you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just got a little AIDS. It's not a big deal. I mean, if you get a little AIDS, you lose some weight, you get that HGH, bounce back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
No, bud.
No.
That's not how that works.
You got it, Bob? What was the, in 08, what do we got?
I'm still looking. Hold on.
If you type in interest rate 2008, does
18.45 on Value Penguin, but I don't know how accurate that is.
I don't even know. Value Penguin is a kink site. You can buy a penguin and fuck it for like 80.
Well, actually,
and that's the value.
I think you're just renting the that's penguin the value. At that point.
I think so. I think so.
So that's a good thing to remember. If you've rented a penguin, make sure you check it for STDs.
I would.
I'm seeing interest rates at like 6.6, something like that, like 6% basically.
Okay, so you're there now. It was at 6% I think before today, so you're probably at 6.75. Holy shit. Well, good luck, friends. Good luck. I remember in LA, I think LA might have got up to 7.5. Obviously it's different in every city because the bank set it depending upon where you're going to get your mortgage at, but yikes. This is bad. And again, forcing it into the economy into a recession, that's pretty much your only way out of this. But then you're even more fucked. So next year, buckle up.
Well, I mean, so there's a lot of things you could do about this. You could stop sending $100 billion to Ukraine, for example.
Sure could.
That would be one way to handle this.
Well, let me ask you about that, because now Democrats are coming out and saying, look, we're winning. If we didn't give Ukraine the money, they wouldn't be winning this war without our help.
Well, tune in tomorrow for fake news, and I'll tell you exactly how Russia is definitely not losing this war.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious on that, too, because I saw that story, and we'll save it for tomorrow. But, man, dude, looking at these fucking numbers, it's sucks. It sucks, man. And being in a recession fucking sucks, dude. 08 through... I mean, we didn't really come out of it until 12-ish, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It was a fucking brutal three.
When there's
and a half,
disruptions
4 years.
In the market like this, a lot of people take the opportunity, like they did in, during all the COVID bullshit, by the way, to move to new places, start new careers, get new jobs. But you can't do any of that shit when the government is denying they're in a recession in the first place.
Yeah.
And not letting these things fucking take course or run their course.
Also, there was a shock poll for most, not for myself, in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is my hometown newspaper. It's actually very good, and they've been very good for years and years and years. They had every Republican that's running in Georgia up, all down the fucking ballot there, including Herschel Walker.
We'll talk about that more tomorrow as
Herschel
well,
Walker, yeah. They've got up by 2 points there in the state of Georgia. I'm not surprised just because of who he's up against. I was until I was like, oh, wait, is that the fucking Reverend guy?
There are going to be a lot of people voting against Democrats and not for Republicans this election cycle. It's going to be very similar to people voting against Trump and not for whatever candidate they voted for.
You think so?
Yep.
That's what it's starting to feel like. And the AJC is a very reputable newspaper. I was stunned to see it. I was like, oh, shit. I thought for sure you would have faked that, at least, you know?
So the other recent polls, YouGov has Warnock up 2, Marist College, Warnock 5.
Yeah, but the margin of error on that Marist one is like 4.5.
Yeah. University of Georgia, Walker 2, Trafalgar Group, Walker 1.
I'm looking at, so I'm just going to go by the Journal here. Again, this is our local paper down there, and they've got literally every single candidate up in that one. And they're not a far right news publication by any stretch whatsoever.
No, they're pretty liberal, actually.
Oh, I'm sure they've endorsed Warnock.
I probably.
But yeah, I mean, they're basically at dead even, like more or less. Like if you like all the polls back and forth, it's a toss up.
That fucking election show on the 8th, dude, November 8th, is going to be fun as shit. There'll also probably be a lot that go over. One of the biggest shocks with this was Stacey Abrams was down by 10 points in the governor race to Brian Kemp.
But her A1C is up.
What does that mean?
That means she has diabetes. Because she's fucking fat.
My guess is there's a lot of voters.
You should not be allowed to run for or hold office if you're an obese piece of shit. You can't even control your own fucking diet.
Yeah.
You're going to try to tell people what to do? Fuck you, you fat bitch.
That's the same way I felt about Chris Christie.
It's not what you put in your body.
What is it?
It's food neutrality, right?
Well, now that's the big kick, right? Everybody's saying food neutrality in California. The models are all done. It doesn't really matter if you're singer, actor anymore. You can just be fat as shit. It doesn't really fucking matter. We're not seeing food.
It does matter, though, because what you don't see are 70-year-old morbidly obese people. They don't exist.
Lizzo's going to live forever.
No, she will. Lizzo will die in her fucking 50s. We
literally just had a 70-year-old morbidly obese man as president.
Oh, he's not morbidly obese. He's not.
Fat as fuck. He's wearing some big suits.
But he's fat, but he's not morbidly obese.
He has not used his battery. You know,
by clinical definition, I bet he is morbidly obese.
He is obese.
No,
I'd put money on it.
No, he's got bad posture.
He's got bad posture.
I'd dye my hair blonde again, or pink, or whatever.
Sure,
your hair is already blonde.
What do you think he weighs in at? What do you think Trump weighs in at?
It doesn't matter. I bet he's over 28% body fat.
Yeah, what is he? 6'4"?
That's obese, not morbidly obese.
Is Trump 6'4"?
No,
most Americans are obese.
He was about an inch when I'm fucking mad. He was about an inch shorter than me. It was close. He was almost, I'd say 6'2".
He's fatter then.
I guarantee he's 35% body fat.
He's got a fupa.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Not Lizzo-ish, I would say, but...
You're talking 10% degree difference?
No, not even fucking close. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? She looks like she's got rubber bands around her wrist and fat growing around it.
So
are you kidding me?
Okay, so having met them both in real life, here's what I'll say. Trump isn't as big as he looks on television. Biden looks more frail in real life, where you're like, oh shit, you're wearing a bigger suit to.
Yeah, but he's been pretty fit most of his life.
He has.
He's just old as shit now.
Correct. Yeah. So that's kind of the common theme. And even the saturation, these guys on television, they fuck with no matter whose network you're on.
Mm-hmm.
So
they did it to Joe Rogan when he had COVID.
Yeah, they desaturated
his fucking face.
Yeah, bad.
So to BMI above 40 would be morbid obesity. Okay. I don't know if he's in that or not.
Yeah, it could be.
But he's listed at 244. 6'2", 244.
Probably not.
That's a fat man.
I mean, but I don't know. He doesn't really work out either, so I doubt
he doesn't want to drain his battery.
His skeletal muscle weight or whatever is probably pretty low, you would think.
Yeah, he plays a lot of golf, but I don't think he's walking, right? His car
eats a lot of McDonald's.
No, he does walk around a lot, but he eats like a fucking child.
Yeah.
And he drinks like a whole case of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, yeah. He doesn't drink alcohol, though, at all. He doesn't booze at all.
That's big for him.
So
otherwise he'd be 300 pounds.
Yeah,
probably.
Seriously.
But he does not. I don't know why either.
But there, you're like, to compare him to Lizzo, that is absolutely insane.
Lizzo's a better athlete for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Trump doesn't play the flute like Lizzo.
She doesn't. Trump doesn't dance like Lizzo.
That's true. She can move for her weight. She can definitely move for her weight, but it's shocking that she can.
Yeah, but here's the difference. So she's 34 right now, about the age that most NFL linemen retire, and then they lose all the weight. Is that what you think is going to happen with Lizzo?
Maybe.
No, she's just going to get fucking fatter. Like, there's people missing from Detroit where she fucking grew up, and she ate them. She is enormous. You don't see her fucking weight listed on any of these websites, but I would love to know it. Because I would just get a t-shirt with her weight on it and wear it to every concert she plays.
I believe in you, Lizzo. I think she's going to do it. I think she's going to lose.
No, she'll be dead in her 50s.
Maybe. I'm seeing a weight listed.
For Lizzo?
Yeah. I mean, dude, this is all.
It's well, like, she owns it, right? Say hello to the big girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What does she come in at?
So at the start of her weight loss journey.
Her journey.
She weighed 308 pounds.
Bullshit.
She has lost.
She's 5'10".
She has lost 60 pounds and is now at a Trumpian 248.
Trumpian 248. We need to find a physicist that can maybe eyeball this. My guess is, honestly, Lizzo, she's 5'10", by the way.
right? She's big.
So she's
the tall. Proportions don't work out as well.
She's tall. Yeah. Well, same with Trump. Trump is surprisingly tall. Same with Lizzo.
He is.
I didn't think she was. I've never met her. 5'10 is a shock to me.
She's 5'10.
That's a shock.
My guess is she probably weighs somewhere in the mid threes, if not high threes. Definitely not 308. That's a fucking. That is a silly belief.
I'd say 350. I would lean.
At a minimum, it's 350. She's 5'10".
Put a picture.
Like, I've dated women that are 5'10", right? And they're not skinny. They have like athletic women.
Yeah.
This particular woman was when I was in the Army, and she was a fucking college volleyball player, right? Big legs. She weighed 170 pounds, but she was 5'10", right? Looked good on her. Lizzo is the same height, but like two at minimum of her. At minimum.
Is there a current picture of Lizzo? What's the one with her in the blue there?
I don't
what's
know that? That these fucking televisions are big enough. Can we get the projector in here and you can just put it up on the fucking screen?
Do you think it's going to stop YouTube if you're watching at home? Oh, no.
God.
Are we allowed to post that, dude?
No, you're not even allowed to see
it. Are you sure?
That's just for you, though.
Well, can you cover it up with something? Like,
I don't want to.
I want to show this, but we got to have just a tiny black box there over her asshole.
It's not going to be tiny. Nothing about this is tiny. Come on, man.
Can we put like a traveling gold bond up or something? Like, what can we do?
Put a Drinker Bros logo over her ass.
Oh, man, dude. I did not need to see any of that. Why did she do this?
She's 5'10". That woman right there weighs 350 pounds.
Holy minimum shit.
So she's not owning it.
No, she's owning it. That you don't take a photo like that and not own it. There you go, Bob. Now you're getting creative. Up, just scooch the bottom one down. There you go. There you go. Where's the line? Where do you draw the line?
I can hear her breathing from here. Wherever on earth she is, I can hear her breathing.
Scooch down just a touch, Bob. What do you think? Just a touch, Bobby. There it is.
Right to where you can see where somebody, I don't know what happened, somebody was walking on her ass with golf cleats. The fuck out of here. 308 pounds. In her fucking dreams, she's 308 pounds.
We'd show you the rest of it, but then you're going to see her asshole, and we can't do that. Can't do that here. We won't do that.
Super talented, by the way.
She is talented.
No question about that.
Yes, she is talented.
Like, shits all over Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
The music's way better.
Yeah, but Beyonce quite a bit more attractive. So
yeah, and she plays instruments.
We don't.
Oh, I do want it, actually, because she writes a song about bills. If you can't date me unless you're paying my bills. Yeah. And then she writes single ladies and independent women. Like, pick a side, bitch. Fuck you. You're a billionaire. You want me to pay your bills? No, just get them titties out.
I know, but the beehive's going to come after us.
I doubt it.
The beehive.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Any
the
press.
You think the beehive's
press.
Watching this show? Not a fucking.
No, they just heard the alert.
7% male demographic on this show. Not a prayer.
I'm a lot more concerned with the Swifties or whatever they're called.
Yeah, but they heard Rob's attack and now they're on alert.
I will never go after Taylor Swift.
I will. Fuck her. She doesn't even write her own music, and she's literally getting a college class about how she writes her own music.
Watch the doc. I'm Team Swiftie on this one. She's a fucking gangster.
No.
And she's dropping another fucking album. She's unstoppable. A brand new album that comes out next month. And the first song is a goddamn banger off of it. Like, she's the greatest fucking singer of our generation. I'll fucking say it.
Oh, Adele's the greatest singer.
I mean singer songwriter of our generation. Like, for Adele, she plays all the instruments, all the things.
Adele,
she
does all the stuff.
She's got the best voice. Adele does, and for sure.
And she's the best writer who actually writes her own songs.
I don't know that she does.
She does.
I don't know that she does. Bob, and did she write?
Lost all that weight.
Did she write "Hello"? Just type in "Hello" and see if she wrote it. Because I don't know the answer to that.
It says here it was written by Adele. Greg Kirsten is the co-producer. Or he's the producer.
There you go. So she has the same thing, right?
Yeah,
where she writes with this dude.
It's
the same as Taylor Swift.
No, it's not the same.
It is. You just hate Taylor Swift. And that's fine.
I don't. I really enjoy her music, actually. I like her music better than Adele's, but Adele's clearly more talented.
Well, she's got a better voice.
Yeah, infinitely better voice.
Yeah.
But that's, you know. It's a fucking Adele.
But to drop that many hits, like even Adele in the last album, like there was one hit on there and the rest of it kind of bombs. Taylor Swift, bombless.
Well, you know,
Adele's got, can you Adele's, name a bad a Taylor Swift album?
No, but Adele's happy now.
Yeah, Adele's got to be
not happy.
Adele's got to be sad.
Miserable. No, she hates that guy.
No, she's done with him though.
Rich Paul? No, they're engaged, I guess.
Oh, Rich Paul, yeah.
She fucking hates that guy.
Yeah, but she lost all the weight. She's happy.
She lost it because she hates her life. She hates him. She's crying all goddamn day and had to cancel her concert in Vegas.
Let's pump the brakes here. Lauren Manley just said she'd argue that Dave Matthews writes the best music. We're not going to Nashville now. We're done.
No, we're going to Nashville. Whole event.
Are you kidding me?
We're going to Nashville and we're playing Ants Marching All the Way.
We may have you.
I'm with you, Lauren. No. I love you, Lauren. Dave Matthews is awesome, Lauren. I'm good with it.
I like Dave Matthews, but that was a silly thing to say, and you're going to be penalized for it. Something's coming.
I hope when we go to this event on Monday, we walk into the clubhouse, it's just blaring Ants Marching.
That'd be a great way to start the night. I'll throw fucking hot coffee right in your fucking face if you do that. And I'll do all the cocaine. You won't get any.
And there will be Kahlua. Filled halfway up in that coffee, too.
Probably,
that's the only way to get the engines going.
Yeah.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. We got a couple listeners here. This will bring you up first. This is the funniest shit of all time, dude, because I thought you were a real cyclist, and I was like, oh, Christ.
We got to put the whole
thing. Here we go.
Yeah, get your stuff.
Come around. What do you got?
Well, he's
got a helmet.
Oh, he's got a helmet, too.
Yes.
Dude, so we've been making fun of Papa John's, the toppings-only bowls. Are they calling it just the Papa Bowls? Is that what they're calling it? Better ingredients, Papa John's. He brought in a fuck ton of Papa John's and also dressed like a cyclist today. And I thought for sure it was a real cyclist. You really went all out for this, and then you brought the Papa John's. Come on in here, because you're kind of jacked, so it makes sense. Let the audience see you. Throw him on that single. There you go. Boom. Look at that, dude. So I was like, oh, shit. A goddamn cyclist is going to come in here and tell us we're awful human beings because we talk shit all the time. Put that about an inch from your face. There you go.
About an inch from my face. Got it.
Yeah, there you go. Look at you. So this is all a bit for us.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely.
Great, dude. Holy shit. And does it say Drinking Bros Cyclists?
Yes. Got the Drinking Bros Cycling Team. And then on the back, it's got RPR, the Ross Patterson Riders.
Yeah. I fucking hate cyclists. You've even got a bottle there. I mean, you went all out for this, and you brought us the Papa John's bowl. Is it only
the best?
Is it in there, or did I eat it?
It is. It is actually in here.
All right, let me see it. I'll hold this up for the audience. It's not. We don't. Yeah, we're not sponsored by Papa John's, and I'm not a big fan because I worked there as a child, and I hate it. But I will not shit on this toppings only bowl. It was fucking amazing, dude, and I thanked you profusely. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Thanks, man. Did you have it at all?
Yeah, I did. I actually had the Alfredo one.
It was surprisingly very good, right?
Yes, it was quite delicious.
Holy shit, dude. I'm gonna take this one too.
Go for it.
I gotta coach a baseball game tonight, so or a practice, but this is amazing. Tell everybody your full name.
My name's Tyler Eliason.
Yeah, and you came up to me and you were like, hey, we've met before, and I was like, dude, we're usually pretty like blackout at these events.
Well, you've probably met about 10,000 people from this show.
It's not that. I don't even care about that. It's just how we go hard at these fucking things. Tell everybody where we met.
So we met for the first time at the Shaved Eagle Tour.
Man.
Back in Colorado. My buddy and I, so my buddy who introduced me to the show,
mm-hmm.
We were both students at Brigham Young University.
BYU.
And
are you Mormon?
I am.
Shut the fuck up.
And so
how many wives do you have?
Only one. Thank heavens. I think I can only deal with that.
Currently?
Yeah.
Are you looking to expand?
Not exactly.
All right.
So my buddy introduced me, Lieutenant Grant Hadley. Okay. Good for him. He's an arty guy.
Lieutenant Grant.
Yeah, Lieutenant Grant. He's a good dude. But we drove from class on Friday all the way out to Colorado, went and saw the live Shaved Eagle podcast.
That was fun as shit,
and
dude.
Then we drove back the next day because we had an FTX that we had to get to.
No way, dude. We appreciate it. That was fun as shit because we did a live show in Denver. There's actually a movie of it. It's called The Drinking Bros. I think it's just called Live.
Yeah, maybe.
The Shaved Eagle or something like that. The Shaved Eagle Tour. It's free on Amazon if you want to watch it, but that was a fucking blast, dude.
Yeah, we had a hoot.
I think we shot episode 100 too that weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at that Airbnb in Denver, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, holy shit, dude. That's wild.
Yeah.
What year was that? Do you remember?
So it was 2016, probably.
Shit. That's 17? Right. Yeah.
16 or 17.
Damn it, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A party. Dude, thanks. Thanks for coming. Thanks for bringing us food. Who would you like to give the Drinker Bro of the Week to?
So, obviously Grant Hadley, who introduced me to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But Bert Koontz.
No way.
He's my personal hero.
Him. Is he really?
Absolutely is.
That piece of shit, dude. Never got those boots. Never got those boots.
You should probably stop asking for free stuff, though.
No, it's not that. I said I would pay for the boots. I went online. It's Bison Union. I went on Bison Union. I was like, hey, Bert, I'm in the checkout. I'm paying for the boots. I don't care, but it says you guys are sold out. And he's just like, oh, I'll just give you the boots for free. Never got the boots.
So Bert is my drinking bro of the week because between the time that I graduated from college and before I became an officer in the Army,
mm-hmm.
there's a period of time, depending on what year it is, that you have no job. You're not getting paid by the Army, but you've already received your commission and you have no job. So I took Bert's advice and I became a ranch hand. So
really?
I was a ranch hand.
How was it?
It was miserable as hell.
I'm sure it was.
It was awful. Because
when you watch like Yellowstone and shit, right? Or the 4.6s or whatever it is. It looks awful there.
It was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
So you did,
but you're
you did
working,
have fun?
You're working like 14 to 16 hours a day. No water. You're out in the sun. Sure, you're riding horses, running around sometimes on four-wheelers and trucks, rounding up cattle, but it's...
hard work.
It's miserable.
Yeah, it's legit. It's hard work.
But yeah, so shout out to all the farmers and everybody who's providing us food. And thanks, Bert Koontz, for inspiring me to have that opportunity.
After that, did it make you want to work harder so that you would never go back to that job ever again?
Actually, it made me want to... I want to farm now.
No shit. Yeah. Are you going to do it?
I'm currently on terminal leave.
Okay.
I have a couple of interviews with different fire departments because I did that before I joined the Army. I really, really enjoyed that. So I'm going back to that. But my long-term plan is to have, a homestead with a couple head of cattle and do my own thing, have a farm.
Well, I know in Texas, you get a huge tax break for having, what is it? Is it, Bob? Is it full four steer?
It's like a couple longhorns or cattle or something like that. It's not that many.
I
think it's usually four, right?
Yeah, you see it on I guess what you call semi-residential property. You know what I mean? Like a neighborhood, but the yards are fucking big and fenced in.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen it in Georgetown and shit.
Yeah, so my wife is not a fan of the heat. We're not staying in Texas.
I understand it. Mine neither. She hates it.
So my family comes from Sweden. My wife's family comes from Switzerland. We're going back up to the north, find somewhere colder.
Where at, you think?
So I currently have interviews with, believe it or not, Central Kitsap Fire Department. That's where Jared grew up. Paulsbo.
Yeah. Oh, cerebral Paulsbo.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I actually have an interview with them tomorrow. And then Seattle Fire. I've got interviews with them next week.
Do you want to work in Seattle? Bro, that's crazy.
So it's 24 hours on, 72 hours off, 24 hours on, 96 off. So you work 2 out of every 9 days.
All right.
I can live out in the country and have my own farm and homestead and go into the city and deal with the city for 2 days out of every 9. I'm cool with that.
Could you though? What if it's,
Or I could
Chad.
Work,
hey,
or
you're
could
going work, to Chad, dude. There's another fire in Chad.
Or I could work in Cerebral Paulsville. You know, Paulsbo or whatever.
I've never been there.
It's gorgeous. It's Olympia National Park.
Okay.
Right there. So they cover all of that.
Jared loves it. He always goes back.
Eastern side of the national park is all in the same fire group.
All right.
So, they run 8 different stations out there. And I would love to work for them because it's all forest.
Okay.
Forest and coastline.
When is your interview?
Tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll hit Jared up after the show and try to get him to call and put in a good word. For real.
If that's what it takes. Thank you.
Why not? If that's where you want to live.
Yeah. No, yeah. I absolutely do.
I'll hit him up for sure. For sure. Thanks for being here, man. Yeah, and thanks for the food, dude. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the support. Who else we got back there? Come on up, dude. We'll tap in. I love the outfit, by the way. That's the funnest one that's ever rolled through. That's the funnest listener that's ever rolled through there. We appreciate it. Not that you're not great as well, because you are.
Yeah, well, I brought you liquor, so.
Sure did. And you brought us some booze. Tell everybody what you brought us.
I brought Dan this Macallan 12.
Sure did.
And I got you some Terramana tequila.
We use it for set deck here today, and we greatly appreciate it, because that's expensive booze, dude.
Yeah.
What do you do in real life? You're a rich man.
I'm not rich, but I work in West Texas in the oil field, so.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I do pretty well.
Do you ever take some home with you? Just put some oil in your pocket and sell it later.
I've seen some stuff come out of the ground that you could probably put in your freaking vehicle.
Really?
Yeah, there's some of that stuff coming out clear. Coming out like lemonade color.
No shit.
Oh, yeah, it's really volatile.
Let's give it a go.
Yeah. We've lit it on fire, and it lights like kerosene.
How is it? So Jack Mandeville worked in the oil fields for a while.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing he did in North Dakota, a couple years after he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
North Dakota was hell.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because it gets down to like negative 30.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But here it's like 4 million degrees.
Yeah, so yeah.
What's the trade-off, I guess?
This is better.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Money's good, everything?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
Is that recession-proof? I think so, right? Oil?
Decently, yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still going to drive.
Now, North Dakota's not, because when the bust came in like 14
mm-hmm.
and the price dropped, was it like low 30s?
Yeah, yeah.
They
laid everybody off?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they pretty much stopped everything, new exploration and everything in North Dakota because of the infrastructure.
Okay.
Because here we have pipelines everywhere, so you can move oil way cheaper than trucking and putting it on rail.
Got it.
And that's how you got to get it out of the state of North Dakota. Now, okay. Here, it's completely different. You can produce oil here way cheaper than you can up there.
Got it. Got it. Tell everybody your full name.
Clint Sparks.
Hell yeah, dude. And who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I want to give it to my dad, Kenny Sparks, because still to this day, I can call him anytime and he'll help me out or give me advice about stuff. And so,
Kenny Sparks is a powerful name.
Yeah.
It sounds like he fucks hard. Is that weird to say about your dad?
He's getting kind of old, and he's one of those guys that, like, you know, he's hunchback, you know, kind of moves around real slow. But yeah,
give him a 22-year-old from the SEC and see what he does.
Yeah,
give him a go.
I mean, when I was younger, like when he was in his mid 30s,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen that man do things that I still can't do to this day.
Reverse cowboy?
Like,
I'm kidding. What? Like what?
He got mad one day because he couldn't start one of our foilers, and he just picked up the foiler and threw it.
God damn!
Yeah,
a bear of a man, huh?
Yeah, he's 6'2", you know, big guy. So.
All right.
But and then also I want to give Dan Holloway.
Okay.
Because until I started watching Dan,
yeah.
Whenever he first come on Drinking Bros, mm-hmm. and then his show American Party and Citizen,
yeah.
Like I was just, you know, following right-wing news, you know, I was blind and everything. And now I, you know, see that everybody is horrible across the board.
Yeah.
You know, all politicians are cunts.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah.
And like watching his shows, like completely like opened my eyes to all the corruption across the board. And like, I mean, there's honestly nobody out there that's good in politics, period.
Well, Trump, but I mean, yeah. Other than that, I'm kidding. Just because I fucking love Trump. But yeah. No, look, it's one of those things. It's great to get differing opinions on things. Fox is too far right.
Oh, yeah.
CNN is too far left. There's nothing really in the middle anymore. And I think podcast is probably the only way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And at least you can get opinions on who you agree with, or maybe opinions you've never heard before that's going to change your thought process about things.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why all this shit is so big, and hopefully it continues. But you never know. We might get canceled after today. There's about 50 things that Dan said today that'll get us canceled.
Also, he was talking about Lizzo.
Yeah,
be her way. It's like I dated a girl in 2013, and she's 6 foot, and she was skinny, and she was like 195.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. You have some weight.
I was
on
like,
you
yeah, you look at Lizzo being. We said 5'10".
Yeah, oh yeah, 5'10".
She's every bit of 330, 340.
Has to be, right?
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No way. She can't be.
What happened with that gal?
She dumped me for a tall guy.
She did. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Right, in this chair, I can't judge.
Yeah.
You know? When we get out of it, I'll judge you, obviously. But
no, of course you will.
You married?
No, I'm single.
Ladies, if you're out there, do you have an Instagram?
I do, but I don't post anything on it.
No, I know, but they can hit you up in the DMs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, blast you some tit shots. Like, leave that open. Leave that door open.
You can find me on Facebook, my name, Clint Sparks, or Instagram. I think it's C.Sparks, I think.
Is it like Bubba Sparks, where it's three X's at the end, or is it?
I wish. It would be way better. I mean,
change that, yeah. Or is it just normal?
Yeah, just Sparks.
Okay,
yeah.
With a K.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. But yeah, if it was, you know, triple X's, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be
dope
great.
Dope as fuck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Sparks, though. Was it quadruple X's?
Tough to say.
I don't know.
Tough to say. One of the greatest artists of our generation, and I just only listen to his voice. And
hey,
never
one hit wonders. I mean, shit, man.
Did he though? I mean, there was a lot of fucking bangers on that album, other than the one that he had, which I can't remember.
Yeah. Of course.
It's him and like Paul Wall in that same category, and Paul Wall is just above him for me. We're just like, all right, sweet.
All right. You can't. Do not.
I like Paul Wall. I'm not shitting on Paul Wall.
Do not shit on Paul Wall.
I'm not shitting on Paul Wall.
Don't put him in the same category as Bubba Sparks.
They were both whites, and they, you know, had a questionable cultural appropriation accent. That's all I'm saying. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Paul Wall had so many bangers.
I love Paul Wall.
In a weird, reversible way, this is proving that Ross isn't racist because he can't tell these two white guys apart.
Like, they're the same fucking person. Sitting on popos. I'm a big fan of Paul Wall, dude. I'm not shitting on Paul nor Bubba Sparks, dude. If it came on, this is Bubba's moment, dude. I dance to that as well. I do cocaine just the same to both artists, all right? Damn it. Damn it. Don't you fucking try to get the Paul Wall people after me. The Beyonce don't give a shit about the Beehive.
I'm a Paul Wall guy.
Don't bring the Wallers after me, dude.
Nobody here has been to more Paul Wall concerts than me.
Really?
That's actually true.
How many have you been?
Like four or five.
Do you call yourself, as Paul Wall fans, do you call yourself the Wallers or the Walnuts?
You know, it was mostly incidental. He plays a lot of UT frat houses.
He does. But, Houston rap still is going strong right now.
It is, but is he still playing fraternity parties?
You can give him
parties?
$10,000. I once watched him, this fraternity told me they paid him like $10,000 or $20,000.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to play like a whole set. He walked on stage, did one song, chugged a bottle of vodka, and just left.
That's what you expect.
I think it's worth it. Should we try to get him for election night?
Worth it.
Just get him to play one song on election night here. Give him a bottle of whatever. Have him go nuts and just. What's the song you choose though? As a Paul Wall fan, what do you go with?
Do you go Grills or do you go Sitting Sideways?
Can't have Grills without Nelly, so probably.
I think you go Sitting Sideways on that for sure, for sure. But this is Bubba's moment. Okay, I put my mother on it. Big Sparks fan, brother. Big Sparks fan. Change the last name. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm good.
And is it weird that I can't stop thinking about your dad fucking like a 22-year-old? I don't even know what he looks like.
No, he's,
I'm just picturing like
my
a bigger
have been
version
married
of you.
For like 31 years. So
okay, happily.
Yeah. Well, they got divorced.
Something happened.
Yeah,
dude.
For like a year and a half, and then they got remarried. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah. So. I was like 7 or 8 years old. They got divorced and then they ended up getting remarried. So
God damn it, you guys are fun. This is why we leave the studio open for people to come in, dude. Because we don't know what we're gonna get. I got a fucking John's bowl, brother. I got a Papa John's bowl to eat today. Son of a bitch. If you're out there, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes, or just go to Spotify and leave a 5-star. There's no review there. All right? I don't care what app you listen to it on. Those two are the ones that the advertisers care about. And they're like, why don't you have 10,000 reviews? I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. And I don't really care. I'm sure that you guys don't give a shit, but the advertisers do. So please do it. And if you're in the Austin area, stop by and you can be on the show and you can give out your very own Drinking Bro of the Week. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.